Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Really, it's been my stance for nearly 4 years now about our immigration system and also our education system. You know, there's a debate, and I'm interested in seeing what your thoughts are. So after you hear kind of what my position is, if you want to weigh in, 855-839-1210. You know, the debate now is it's interesting. I see a lot of people on X, and you know, conservative voices and whatnot, saying that we shouldn't have any immigrants, none, zero, especially not skilled workers. And you see Elon Musk and business owners in the country saying, well, hold on, you know, why don't we want the best of the best to come here? You know, if you run a sports franchise, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter what college the athlete is from or, you know, what country they're from. If they are good enough to earn a spot in the starting lineup, then you start them, right? I mean, imagine if Major League Baseball didn't allow Japanese players to come play baseball in the United States. We wouldn't have guys like Shohei Ohtani or Yu Darvish. Folks like that, you know, in Major League Baseball right now. You wouldn't have the best of the best competing at the highest level for the world to see. And I get it, it's just a game. But competition and merit, you know, iron sharpens iron. That's why athletics, that's why sports is one of those, you know, one of the last things you see where it's like, no, you can't be a DEI quarterback. If that's what happens, you know, the look at the Jets, right? That's what DEI looks like. It's also what, you know, drafting high and not developing any talent looks like. And my brother in suffering, Phil Omquist, knows what I'm talking about. Gosh, it's just so painful. It's so painful. But I don't have a problem with... Now, before anybody gets excited and gets nuts and, oh, my gosh, wait a second. I thought you were a right-wing conservative. I am a right-wing conservative guy, but I believe in the merit-based system. I thought you did, too. I don't have a problem with a foreign-born worker coming to this country and earning his or her position with a company because of their merit, not because of their skin color, not because of their, you know, native country, because of their skills. This highlights a problem that I have been talking about for 3 years almost now. Actually, more than 3 years, almost 4 years now. And it is the failing American education system. I want you to think about this, okay? I said over 3 years ago that education is the America First issue that nobody wants to talk about. Right? It is the America First issue. When you have children going into the public school system, wherever they are across the country, with the amount of federal involvement that we have, the Department of Education, standardized testing, one size fits all, DEI, CRT, SEL, whatever you want to call it, right? You got the gender studies permeating all levels of education, drag queen story hour, you know, all of this, all the LGBTIAPPQTRA, whatever you are. All right, they're getting into Greek letters now soon with the that community, right? The rainbow, the alphabet community. Folks, education is the America First issue that continues to get overlooked. You know, we look at the border, we look at the military, we look at DEI in the corporate world. We don't give a damn that it's happening in our schools. What happens when a child who goes to school, they go to kindergarten, they're 4 years old, 5 years old, they get through the system, they're now 18 years old, they've been brainwashed for 13 to 14 years, indoctrinated into a way of thinking, they're spit out of the system, and they are now wired to behave and to think a certain way. If you take a child, right? If you take a child and you show him that this shape right here. I'll hold it up. It's a notepad for those listening, but you see on the screen that this right here, it's a rectangle. You could see it, but that this object in my hand, this shape is called a circle. And you tell them that for 14 straight years or 13 straight years in the public education system, and then you show him that shape. He's going to say, or she's going to say, yes, that's a circle. Well, why are they saying that? Because that's what they've been taught to say. So after 13 years of brainwashing, if you've been taught that there are 758 genders, that's what you're going to believe. And they reinforce their indoctrination. When I was in 10th grade, and this was, I mean, years ago, it's 2006, 2007, something like that. When I was in 10th grade, in my biology class, we watched the entirety of The Inconvenient Truth. You know, the Al Gore movie about climate change? All of it now, all of it has been debunked. We had to take a test on what we watched, as if what we watched was undisputed scientific fact. If we did not answer questions on that test, well, what are the effects of climate change? You know, based on what are the effects that Long Island was going to be underwater, that Miami was going to be underwater, that species were going to be in, you know, in grave danger of extinction, including possibly the human species, that the ice caps are going to melt at record levels, it was going to be hot as hell all over the place. If we didn't answer questions like that in this doom and gloom scenario, we would have failed. So they force you to admit, at the very, very best, innocent mistruths. And at the very worst, what they're doing is they're forcing you to submit to their will and answer questions and reinforce that indoctrination in the minds of these children. You have DEI in education all across the country. We uncovered it on Long Island in 2021, Loudoun County, Virginia, same deal. I mean, you've got this going on in the education system all over the country. You got these kids, they go to school 13 years in the public school system. Now they're out. They have been primed for further indoctrination. So they go to college, right? Because they're told that the college degree is worth its weight in gold. So why don't you go into debt, learn more bullcrap, get out, be in debt, and then join the workforce. Here's the problem, folks. The jobs that need real skills. I'm not talking about, you know, a call center. Right, where you call T-Mobile customer service, you're having an issue with your phone, you're having an issue with your account, and you get some guy who's definitely either not in this country or not from this country, and you're trying to communicate with this person, right? To me, that's not a job that necessarily requires skills. A lot of those folks will sit down and read a flow chart. What's your name? What's the problem? Did you try turning the phone on and off? Did you try this setting? Did you try that setting? Oops, okay, I've done all I can. I'm going to pass you along to the next team. And the next person gets on the phone with you, and they go through another flow chart. And if that doesn't work, the next person gets on the phone with you, and they go through another flow chart until they get to a destination where they fix the problem, or you have to go into the store, or you're going to be sent a new device, or you know you're going to be sold some other policy, or you're going to be told, oops, sorry, you're just out of luck. Those aren't the skilled jobs I'm talking about. But there's a debate now about these highly skilled immigrants. Should they be allowed into the country, right? These engineers, these people. You know what the solution is, folks? Because I do believe in a merit-based system. I do believe that the best among us should be rewarded. And I do believe in businesses operating here in America. And if those jobs need to be filled, the best candidate for those jobs should fill those openings, period. End of story. The way to ensure more skilled American workers fill those positions, it's not to cut off the flow of folks coming into the country from other countries who may have the skills necessary to fill those positions. It's to produce better talent. If America and the American education system, correct me if I'm wrong, 855-839-1210, if America and the American education system, and if Americans like me want to see Americans, skilled Americans, filling those positions and not losing out to foreigners in other countries who don't do DEI in their schools, if we want Americans to fill those jobs, we need to produce a larger talent pool of skilled Americans. Unfortunately, your gender studies degrees, your underwater basket weaving degrees, your feminism in the 19th century degrees are not going to help somebody who needs an architect or an engineer. Gender studies has, there is no use for that in the real world. None. First of all, gender studies is a made-up concept. There are two genders. You could study men, you could study women, and the rest is all make-believe. You might as well watch Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood and talk to, you know, whatever their names were, King Wednesday or whoever the hell it was, right, on in the land of make-believe. Because you'll find all the other genders in the land of make-believe, too. I mean, this is why it's so easy for me to write these parody Christmas carols. We'll tell all the pretenders there's only two genders. The rest of them are all for show. It's the truth. So we are feeding, we are force-feeding American students, the next generation of American workers. We're force-feeding them complete and total bullcrap in many situations. Bullcrap. Just total nonsense. We're force-feeding them that while other countries around the world are teaching their students real skills. Places like India, China, Russia. They're teaching their students real skills. Those students then come to our country. They enroll in some of our universities. They get their quote-unquote higher education. They possess real-world skills, and they take those jobs. Folks, a lot of it is our fault. I'm not saying all of it's our fault, but a lot of it is our fault. I saw a stat on X. I didn't verify it, but let's just think about this for a second. There are 8,100 engineers or so, types of engineer, specific type, in the world. 335 of them are in the United States. Why do we not lead the world in that category? There's no excuse. I'm told we're the wealthiest country in the world. Our education system is producing people who are useless. Not everybody who graduates high school is useless. Not everybody who graduates college is useless. But I'm telling you, your blanket, go to school to get a business degree. What are you? You don't need a degree to run a business. You know what you need to run a business? You need to know that you're making more money than you're spending to run a business. That's it. That's all. You could run a lemonade stand at 10 years old. Lemonade stand. Mommy, I'm making lemonade. Really? Cool. You know, how much money did you spend to get all the supplies? I spent $5. How much money have you made today? I've made $10. Oh, great. And you can take that lesson and apply it to any profession in the real world and run a business. It's true. You want to run a podcast? You could run a podcast. Oh, it's hard to monetize, but it isn't really. The overhead's a lot lower than you would think. You just got to make sure that you are bringing in more than you're sending out. And you could run a profitable business. It ain't hard. You don't need a degree for it. But then what happens when you get your business degree? Well, you learn about diversity in the workplace. And you worry, but you hear about, you know, all of these different nonsense classes and courses that are supposed to, you know, check off the DEI. Well, we talked about this DEI issue and this DEI. And you get out and you're woke as hell. You're prioritizing people's feelings over profits and your business fails, okay? You got these kids, these engineers that are coming from other countries. Why aren't they coming from our country? Because we're not prioritizing real-world skills in the education system anymore. We're prioritizing gender studies and DEI and the best way to kill your infant. You know what I mean? With abortion and systemic racism and critical race theory. That's what we're prioritizing in our education system. You wonder why Americans are being passed over for jobs. It's because the Americans that are applying for these jobs aren't as qualified as some of these other people. I'm not saying that's the case in every case, but I can guarantee you that's the case in most of them. I can guarantee you that's the case in most of them. Have you noticed in the United States of America, even your simple retail customer service jobs, the service the quality of service has rapidly declined. That's because they're not focusing on providing a quality experience for the customer anymore. They're not teaching real world skills. They're not teaching social skills. They're not teaching the skills that'll help these kids survive in the real world and the workforce. Once they get out of the classroom, they don't know what to do. They're lost. They don't know what to do. And so they don't have the skills to fill those positions because they weren't taught them. So is the problem that we're importing skilled immigrants? Someone's got to fill those positions. Or is the problem that we don't have enough skilled people in our country because our education system isn't doing enough, isn't preparing our children, isn't preparing the next generation of leaders and engineers and folks that are going to enter the workforce? They're not preparing them with the skills necessary to succeed. That's why education is the America First issue of our time. If we equip the next generation of engineers, doctors, nurses, lawyers with skills necessary to succeed, then they can apply those skills in the real world where they're needed. If we apply them with if we supply these kids with the DEI nonsense that has been failing for the last decade, then the system's going to fail. They're going to fail. And someone else who is more equipped, has more skills, and is more qualified is going to take that job away from them. And you're going to see Americans suffer as a result. And we're watching it play out in real time right now. We're going to get into more of this when we come back. We're in the middle of hour three here on 1210 WPHD. It's Kalen Company. Sean Farish, guest hosting for you up until 10 o'clock Eastern time. Don't go anywhere. This conversation is just heating up. And if you want to weigh in, 855-839-1210.
It's Kalen Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and the free Odyssey app.
Now, we're talking about DEI and education. And, you know, I guess the point is, I don't want to see Americans replaced, but Americans do have to earn their spots in some of these jobs, right? This is the problem. The problem is, you know, just like I don't want to see jobs handed out to people for being a certain race or religion or color or whatever, I also don't want Americans to be handed jobs just because they're Americans. You've got to earn it, right? We mock DEI. We say that DEI stands for didn't earn it. That's what I do a lot. That's what it is. You know, we're handing out positions to people to check boxes, not because these folks who are getting these positions have actually earned their spot, right? It's like putting a first baseman on the roster of the Philadelphia Phillies because, you know, he's black or he's Hispanic or he's Asian, not because he's good, right? Put it this way, you know, you had this big story, unfortunately, over in was it Kazakhstan, of this airplane crash? And I don't think it was the pilot's fault. It seems like the plane was like shot down or something. But, you know, I don't want to know that the pilot who's flying the plane that I'm on was hired because he is, you know, a minority or is has a different skin color. I want to know that he's flying my plane because he can. Because he's qualified. That's the point. And I don't care if my pilot comes from another country, as long as he's qualified to fly the plane. Would I rather that be an American-born guy? Of course I would. I want my countrymen and, you know, the folks that I share this country with to succeed. But the problem is, again, this education system is putting our students behind the eight ball. We're lagging. We shouldn't be. And this comes as Wikipedia. You know, now this is a whale of an organization, right? And it's a shame. Where's Robbie Starbuck? We need him to do a deep dive on Wikipedia. Wikipedia in 2023-2024 spent 50, that's 50 million with an M, on diversity, equity, and inclusion. Wikipedia, this on the post-millennial. Wikipedia's 2023-2024 annual budget report has disclosed that the organization allocated more than $50 million of its $177 million budget. It's almost a third to diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. Diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. $50 million for nothing. Go on Wikipedia, right? Go to Wikipedia.com. What do you get hit with when you go to Wikipedia.com? I'll go to Wikipedia.com or Wikipedia.org. I'm sorry. Donate now. Please donate now. Donate to us. No, I don't think so. When you spend $50 million, a third of your budget nearly, on DEI initiatives, you're not getting a cent from me. This information sparked widespread calls to cease donations to the controversial website until Wikipedia disbands its woke policies. Among its critics was Elon Musk, the owner of X, co-head of Trump's Department of Government Efficiency, who called for significant editorial changes to the website. Musk's criticism follows years of outrage against Wikipedia's apparent prejudice against conservative ideology and the targeting political opponents with misinformation on its website, often labeling anyone to the right of center as far right. $50 million of Wikipedia's budget in 2023-2024 was spent on DEI. $50 million. And it's not just DEI initiatives like, you know, we're going to fill this position with a black person and fill this position with a Hispanic person and fill this position with a space alien and fill this position with this one and that one and blah, blah, blah. And this one, you know, this one's earmarked for a non-binary tree self. And this one is earmarked for, a furry. And this one is earmarked, for a white guy. Wow, interesting. And this one is earmarked for, you know, no, that's not what we're talking about. DEI, you know, you're looking at, that's just not it. It's when you earmark money to hire in that way, the folks who are hired are going to further the ideology that made it easier for them to get hired, right? Musk said, quote, stop donating to Wokipedia until they restore balance to their editing authority. According to the report, Wikipedia budgeted $51.7 million for equity, safety, and inclusion, followed by $86.1 million for infrastructure and $39.2 million for effectiveness. What is wrong with that picture? Effectiveness is the lowest budget item on the totem pole of Wikipedia. They have prioritized DEI over being effective. If that is not a microcosm, if that is not symbolic of what we have been dealing with as a nation, I don't know what is. Okay? You have Wikipedia, $86 million for infrastructure, $51.7 million for DEI initiatives, equity, safety, and inclusion, and $39.2 million of their budget for effectiveness. So they care the least about being effective. They care more about being quote unquote diverse than they do about being effective. That is this nation's education system in a nutshell. You can say the same thing about your public school system. The same thing. Couldn't you? Your schools care more about being diverse. Your schools care more about equity. Your schools care more about inclusion than they do about being effective schools, than they do about actually educating. You're not, these children are not being educated. And if they're being educated, they're being taught things that don't matter. The role of the education system is not to teach kids what to think. It's to teach them how to think. And even that's dangerous. You're supposed to spark that critical thinking process. You're supposed to light that fire and then let that child's inquisitiveness, let that child's curiosity be the catalyst. What happened to creativity? What happened? What happened? This is the issue. Wikipedia is the model. Of those budget items, the one that should be prioritized at the top should be effectiveness. You're providing a service. You're an online encyclopedia. You need your information to be accurate. You're supposed to stand against misinformation and disinformation, and you're prioritizing effectiveness last? Does that not sum up the military, let's say? I have respect for everybody who's serving in the military. Everybody. I don't care if you're one of these folks who goes on TikTok and complains that you're not allowed to wear blush on the battlefield. I still respect you for serving. I do. Okay? But this is why we need like a Pete Hegseth, okay? He wants to purge woke from the military. He was like, oh, purge the military. What? He wants to get rid of people. Well, there may be some people who shouldn't be serving. But if the military, much like our education system, much like Wikipedia, which is dominated by leftists, the education system dominated by leftists, if the military is following that same formula where effectiveness comes last, then we have a problem. If you don't have an effective military, what does your country look like? Well, let's look at Afghanistan. They didn't have an effective military, and the Taliban took over the country in like a week and a half. Syria, same thing. And that's pretty serious. We don't have a meaningfully effective education system. The way this system is effective is not the way we need it to be. The students are coming out of these schools believing in fairy tales and nonsense because that's what they're spending time learning in these schools. That's what they're being force-fed in the schools. An education system that is effective will produce actual talent, people with abilities that can contribute to the real world. So when an American company needs an engineer or needs one of those bright minds, there's one available in-house. We don't have to import somebody. Unfortunately, our system is so devoid of that meaningful effectiveness because we're running it the same way Wikipedia is running their business, and you're getting the same result. If you go on Wikipedia, you could look up, you know, somebody who is center, leans to the right, and Wikipedia will refer to them as a far-right extremist or a right-wing ideologue or, you know, something like they'll demonize that person for having a right-of-center view as that post-millennial article kind of indicated. Yeah, folks, the exact same formula, the exact same ideology has taken root in our education system. And it comes from the top. From the federal level down. That's why I want Linda McMahon to deliver a stone cold stunner to the education system. Break it down, send it back to the states. That's it. That's it. Could you believe that? Effectiveness got the least amount of budget attention in Wikipedia. You don't think the same thing's happening in the news media? You don't think the same thing is happening in your schools? You wonder why these companies, these American businesses that need these engineers, that need the actual skilled, I'm not talking about call center stuff, that need actual skilled labor, you wonder why they're going elsewhere to find it? Because look at the talent pool and look at what the American talent pool has been exposed to for the last 13 plus years of their lives in education. Look at that. Look at what these kids are being taught. You want that person as a role that requires skill and precision? These people who are learning about gender studies and underwater basket weaving and 19th century feminism and all this like just complete and total nonsense. Some of these college courses, and some of them are electives, but some of the majors are just dumb. They don't, there's no value. What'd you go to school for? I got my degree in 19th century feminism and my minor was in underwater basket weaving. Oh, wow. You can make a basket underwater? Yeah. Okay, great. When am I going to need that? Siri, can you balance a checkbook? What's a checkbook? What? And we wonder why These businesses are saying, well, the brightest and the best and the smartest, they're coming from other countries because other countries aren't doing this crap with their education system. They're actually teaching their children how to succeed. They're saying, go to America, steal those jobs, take those jobs away from Americans. That only enriches these home countries. I mean, this is... And I've been screaming about this, beating this drum since 2021. And there have been people who are doing it for a lot longer than me, but I'm just saying. I mean, this ain't new. This is why education is so important. It's not just that we're you know, indoctrinating our next generation of public servants and lawyers and doctors and nurses, and et cetera. It's that we are literally educating our people how to fail. We are literally setting up our next generation to be beaten out for these positions by children and students from other countries because they're learning things that matter and our kids aren't. The problem here for me is not that skilled immigrants are coming into the country. If they're doing it legally, as I mentioned, I don't have a problem with that. My problem is, why aren't we competitive enough to stop it? Why isn't our talent pool competitive enough to win? Because our talent pool has been educated by clowns on how to best run a circus instead of how to do an actual job that is useful. And that's the problem. We're going to take a quick break and wrap up hour three when we come back. You're listening to Kalen Company, 1210 WPHT. We'll be guest hosting until 10 o'clock in the morning. We'll be right back after this.
This is the Kalen Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
If you know how to build a building, you will always be needed. If you know how to fix a car, you will always be needed. Right? It makes you essentially recession-proof. If you know how to weave a basket underwater or you know how to claim that there's 700 genders, nobody's going to need you. And you'll be lucky if you work in a call center. It's a shame. Some kids go in hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of debt to learn about 19th century feminism. Great. Where are you going to use that? We got Charlie in Philadelphia wants to chime in here. What's up, Charlie?
Yeah, I think another problem is that I've worked in numerous hospitals and labs and stuff doing construction work, and you take notice of if you're looking for, I guess, or if you're being aware that there's very few white young men that are working in these labs or they're young doctors. You see these doctors going around on their rounds, and it's all Orientals and Africans and people from India, Pakistan, that type of world. But they get tax breaks. All these big companies. I was talking to somebody who worked in a lab when I was up there one day. They get tax breaks for hiring minorities. So you come in there and you're a good student and this, that, and the other. You're behind the eight ball in the means that you got a $5,000 chip on your shoulder. You know what I mean? They're going to get a tax break for hiring them. They're not going to get that for you. You know what I'm saying?
Well, and that's part. But see, that is part of the DEI. Essentially, that is DEI, right? If you hire somebody outside the country, there's an incentive. Well, that needs to go away. It needs to be
That goes for landscaping and everything, I believe. I don't know. Yep. But I know it's true with laboratories and,
Well, it needs to go. This is what I want. I want a purely merit-based system, right? That's what's necessary. That's the way it should be. And if we're going to be, if American companies, hospitals, landscapers, construction, et cetera, if American companies are going to look for the best talent, and it happens to come from overseas, I can't complain. It's when these companies, like you said, are being incentivized to hire people who weren't born here. Well, that's a different story. But I'm of the mindset, I think this is something, and hopefully we get into it as a country and we really can diagnose this problem. Because, yes, what you just brought up is an issue. It's not that I'm saying it's nothing. There's definitely a problem. But when you look at what these children have been taught, and, a lot of the reason why you don't see a lot of American born or white or whatever, students and folks coming into these fields, they're not being taught it. They're being taught garbage, and you can't use garbage in the real world. So there's, it's a double-edged sword. Yes. And I do not believe companies should be given tax breaks simply because they're hiring people from other countries. It's not their job to hire people from other countries. It's their job to hire the best people. And if we could get back to a purely merit-based system where the best candidate wins and the best person with the best skills is rewarded with that position, then we will all wind up in a better place because the competition will only create everyone to continue to get better. Instead of creating these companies, well, I can hire more Indians and I can hire more Pakistanis and I can hire more folks from Asia or Africa. Well, that doesn't matter. You need to be hiring the best people so that there's an incentive for being the best. That's my point.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Charlie, for the call. We appreciate it. That's Charlie in Philadelphia. Appreciate you for that. And we'll continue talking about it. Anybody else has opinions about this? 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210. As we continue on here, you know, we look at the Wikipedia prioritizing diversity, equity, and inclusion more so than prioritizing being effective, which is an issue. And it's their words, not mine. Effectiveness garnered about $39 million, and DEI got $51 million in their 2023-2024 budget. We mentioned this on Tuesday as well. Focus groups found the Democrat Party appeals to elites and has their, quote, heads in the sand, according to a Navigator research study. And that's been confirmed now by a former Democrat donor, or a fundraiser, somebody who was tasked with essentially bundling money and bringing donors to the party. Lindy Lee has called out the Democrat Party essentially for what that study found, that their heads are in the sand and that they've prioritized the wrong thing. I want to play these two clips. It's the two halves of one longer clip. Let's go to the clip one of this fundraiser on Fox News, a woman who raises money for the Democrat Party, or at least used to, who is now announcing her departure. She's leaving the Democrat Party, and I want you guys to listen to what she has to say. She just experienced this with the Kamala campaign, watching that campaign light money on fire, using it for completely ridiculous reasons. She has come forward, and she says there are many others like her. Let's listen to part one of this clip.
Ashley, Merry Christmas. It's wonderful to be with you.
Merry Christmas.
This has been a long time coming. My initial disillusionment became clear when I realized that they essentially set $2.5 billion on fire. They raised $1.5 billion through the campaign, another billion through the Super PAC Future Forward. And there's been no accountability. We still haven't gotten any answers as to why Oprah, a billionaire, got $2.5 million through her production company. Why couldn't she pay for it? She's an oligarch. She could have just paid for the production costs herself. And not to mention the fact that they spent $450,000 putting Kamala Harris's face on the sphere. Now tell me why that would be helpful. Tell me how that would help her win. Obviously, that was utter failure. And then they spent $500,000 essentially bribing Al Sharpton moments before he interviewed her. And this is our hard-earned money. This is the money that I worked so hard to raise. I raised millions of this, and donors are feeling burned. And let me tell you, although I might be the only one coming forward, I haven't met a single donor who disagrees with me.
So there are donors to the Democrat Party right now, as Lindy Lee has said, that are furious that their money was set on fire. One of them was actually John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. He was on with, I believe, Kayleigh McEnany. He is now a registered. He's been a Democrat for a while. He's now a registered independent. He's left the Democrat Party. He advertises on this station and everywhere, right? You hear Morgan & Morgan? He was on with Kayleigh McEnany not too long ago. He even said he begged the Democrats not to to run Kamala. Said he wrote a letter saying this is not a good idea. Money being lit on fire to put her face on the sphere. I get it. It's a flex, right? Like, oh, look, I'm Kamala Harris and my face is on the sphere. Did she win Nevada? Are the results in? Are we still counting? She lost Nevada, right? She lost Nevada, right? So putting her face on the sphere didn't help. Lee was also on, Lindy Lee was on Piers Morgan. She said, this Saturday I went on Fox and Friends. I said Democrats have a stench of loser hanging over them. As soon as I said that, there were boycott campaigns against me, unblock, unfollow campaigns. Lee has publicly questioned why nobody in the Harris campaign has taken any responsibility for blowing through more than $1 billion and losing anyway. In her most recent Fox appearance, she questioned how anyone would ever trust the party with that kind of money again. Good point. She says to Piers Morgan, she said, people have called me a, I don't want to say that word either, the C word, the W word, about a woman of, you know, ill repute. They asked for me to be deported. So-called Democrats, the party of inclusion, the party of diversity, their masks are off. Let's listen to part two of that conversation that Lindy Lee had on Fox News, talking about how the Democrats burned through money and she's leaving the party. Listen to her, how she describes her departure from the Democrat Party.
So what's been the response, Lindy, since you made your announcement?
Vitriolic. And they say they're not a cult, but look at how they behave when one of their own dares to think for herself. The excommunication, the defamation, the public shaming, the boycott campaigns, the psychological terrorism. I no longer have comments on any of my social media because it's just too much. I don't need that. It's just endless. And as soon as you step out of line, they will get you.
Yeah. That is clear. So what's next? Are you going to turn Republican, independent? What's next for you?
This all has been so fast for me, and actually someone scooped my own exit. Some random person on Twitter got 3 million views saying that Lindy Lee is going to exit. I couldn't even own my own departure. So this is all happening really quickly for me, but you might see me at the inauguration. I don't want to say too much right now, but somebody on Team Trump already reached out to me. They've been incredibly gracious. And on day one, they were kinder to me and more humane than the DNC ever was.
Wow.
And I just think that speaks volumes. Yeah.
She raised millions of dollars for the Democrat Party. And she was like, hey. You know, I don't necessarily know that using it for this, this, and this were appropriate. They called her the C word. She has to turn her comments off on social media. She's being threatened. Did you hear what she called the Democrat Party? A cult. It's true. There are folks on our side of the aisle right now who will hear me on PhD and go, oh, you just love immigrants, don't you? Legal ones, skilled ones, ones that can contribute. Yeah, there are folks who are like, no, we need no immigrants ever again. OK, well, we can disagree on that. But here's the thing. On our side of the aisle, there are diverse viewpoints. I have mine. You have yours. Someone else has theirs. Someone else has theirs. As Lindy Lee just told you, if you have a differing viewpoint from Big Brother in the Democrat Party, you're excommunicated, you're shamed, you're bullied, you're doxxed, you're harassed. Psychological terrorism, she called it. She said that once Team Trump found out about her departure, she's got connections to very deep pockets. She could be a force to be reckoned with, possibly for the Trump campaign or for the Republicans in the 2026 midterms. She raised millions of dollars for the Democrat Party and they cast her aside because she had a different opinion, because she thought the way they spent all that money was ridiculous, because she was brave enough to come forward and address it when so many others are feeling the same way, but don't want to address it because they don't want the retribution. They don't want the blowback that she got. The Democrat Party is a cult. You heard it from her. Is she white? No, she's Asian. Lindy Lee. That's how the Democrats treat their own when they just ever so slightly step out of line. Ever so slightly. And she wasn't like a low level, you know, how do you do type of person. She's raising millions of dollars. She put a lot of that money into the war chest. And it was literally lit on fire. On BS. They went into so much debt that the DNC had to fire a third of their staffers. A third. Imagine being the pro-DEI. We love it. Inclusion. You're not included anymore on the payroll. You're out. Because Kamala spent too much money. Unbelievable. Hour three is in the books, as the great Pete Rose would say. No, not Pete Rose. I'm so sorry. Pete Rose, rest his soul. My gosh, God rest his soul. Howie Rose, put it in the books, right? I know the Met fans love it, but the Philly fans don't like hearing that. I'm sorry. I apologize. Only a little bit, though. Hour three is in the books. We'll be back with the fourth and final hour here on 1210 WPHD. Number to weigh in, 855-839-1210. Give us a call. We're back to start hour four, the fourth and final hour here on this Boxing Day, on this Thursday morning.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.